News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Will I be? Ouch. I've been here for 2 hours and somehow the start of the show surprised me.
It's our time to shine, Dan.
Let's just say it's our time.
Oh, okay.
You can shine if you like. Shout out to Dalton's in-laws.
Yeah, they're in town.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
nice.
For quite a few people, it's very nice that they're in town. I appreciate when they come into town.
Good. Well, they love seeing the baby, the sweaty baby.
That's what's most important, that they see the baby.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to our fair city. We've got Dr. Bill and weather on the way right now. Let's start everything with Kane and traffic and a problem on I-65 North.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department say northbound 65 between Government and Airport, they've got an accident moving out of the roadway. Also another one at Hillcrest and Greenlot. That's with injuries, so be careful. So far across from the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway running smooth. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's your time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the spot, the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment every Tuesday through Thursday in September. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Alabama, it's our home. And right now, our home needs your help. To improve the future of Alabama, we all have to take the census. It could mean $13 billion in funding for our state and make sure our voice is heard in Washington. And it takes every one of us. It's your right. Take the census now at my2020census.gov.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It is Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig, and we'll kind of start the hour here with our three big things prepared deep into the night by Dalton Arwig. Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
Number one, this blows my mind. New CDC report shows 94% of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. had contributing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that here in a moment. Of course, you're probably all aware of President Trump and what's going on. Well, we'll get to this first. He did tour Lake Charles, as they've got a long-term cleanup over in Louisiana. And, of course, the president's also involved with the fact that a protester was killed in Portland Saturday night, and he and the mayor in a Twitter and live press conference conversation. President Trump gets into two out of the top three.
Yes, and that's a consistent theme in three big things. The president seems to show up often, and with violent nights in Portland, along with what we've seen in Wisconsin over the last couple weeks, they're playing the blame game. Is the president to blame? Is the mayor to blame? Or how about this? The people that are shooting other people, could they possibly be to blame?
They could be to blame. Portland is, you know, we'll get into that. It's like they're on another level of instigating and or protesting violently. It's almost like they're pros out there. It's like the cream of the crop of socially enraged people. So anyway, it all culminated very poorly over the weekend. COVID numbers now with a different slant on it with the. Story number one of three big things about the report that 94% of the COVID deaths were related to underlying issues.
Yeah, I'll break that out here.
That's amazing.
It really is huge news this weekend with the CDC releasing that report. And I will say, if you if you look at the nation's numbers and you look at the state's numbers and check out those tidy charts that they've been working on for months now, things are looking relatively good from what we've seen over the last few months. All the charts are pointing downwards, which is pretty great news. Nationally, we're nearing 6 million total cases. Right now, we're at 5.97 million total cases of coronavirus, and over 175,000 have died due to COVID-19. Nationally, the number of daily new cases has been falling from its peak for over a month now. Right now, we're averaging around what we were seeing back on June 29th as we were heading up that curve.
Yeah.
The number of hospitalized patients is as low as it's been since July 1st. We're back up to testing 715,000 a day. This week, America's seven-day average for deaths. Actually, last week, that seven-day average for deaths dropped to 9/11. So that's the lowest we've seen since July 26th as far as the daily deaths are concerned. But the big news over the weekend, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, they released some new data that depicts how many Americans who have died from COVID-19 also had contributing conditions. And we've talked about these comorbidities since the beginning of this thing. And according to this report, Dan, only 6% of deaths have COVID-19 as the only cause mentioned, which you do a little math there, you find out that 94% of the patients who have died from coronavirus also had, quote, other health conditions and contributing cases.
So you're as, you know, air quotes, healthy as a horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
You somehow contract COVID-19. And there's a 94%
chance you'll be all right.
You're going to survive it. You may have discomfort. You may have flu-like symptoms. You may not feel well for
right.
a while. But 94% chance that you're going to survive it. That's a stunning number to toss out here in late August when we've been dealing with this thing. And I guess you've got to wait to get the numbers or you know, I don't want to pound them about that, but it's like, where was that information all along?
Yeah.
Or was it in front of us and we didn't realize it?
Especially when you're making decisions on a grand scale of who should and shouldn't be allowed to be open. There's small family-owned businesses across America that are no longer because of these shutdowns.
We don't have to go, you know, we don't have to go coast to coast, right?
Right.
We can walk downtown. We can head to West Mobile. We can go across the Eastern Shore and look at all these businesses that have suffered, they've closed.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's been awful for people in this economy, and you want to have the best information, and I think that's huge news that 94% of the patients who have died from coronavirus had a comorbidity, and we've been talking about this from the beginning. Mm. The older you are, the harder the virus will be on your body, the more likely you are also to have other conditions.
Well, there's no need to stare at me when you're saying all these things.
So the CDC, along with this report, they listed the top underlying medical conditions that are linked to coronavirus deaths. And the top four here, they listed 10, but the top four, influenza and pneumonia. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that works out. If you catch pneumonia after being diagnosed with COVID-19, yeah. If COVID-19 is the cause of your pneumonia, I'm not sure how that goes down in the stats.
I had a friend who got COVID-19, and then she said, but really, it was what put her in the hospital was the pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't know how you put them together. You tie them together, or she kind of talked about them like they were separate.
Right.
The COVID-19, but it was the pneumonia that put her in the hospital.
The other top medical conditions here: respiratory failure, hypertensive disease, and diabetes. That's what most of these patients who unfortunately did pass away from COVID-19. They had some of these other underlying conditions. Looking at the state of Alabama, 116,500 confirmed cases now, and 2,067 have died due to COVID-19. Only 969 Alabamians currently hospitalized. That's a pretty big number, but that number is down quite a bit from where we were at the peak of hospitalizations here in Alabama. We were up around 1,200. That number now down to 969. Across the state, the number of new cases around what we were seeing 2 months ago, and that number has mostly been dropping since we were averaging 2,000 cases per day back on July 18th, and that number now down to 909 per day. We're averaging around 8,000 tests per day. It's about 5,000 fewer than our peak from 2 weeks ago. Current hospitalizations the lowest they've been in a month and a half in Alabama, but deaths recently spiked back up to 17 and a half per day. Not what we want to see. That's around what we were seeing in mid-August. And you look at the local levels, Mobile and Baldwin counties here, Mobile averaging 63 cases per day and Baldwin averaging 48 cases per day. Cases down for Mobile to around what we were seeing at the end of June, but they're kind of climbing up in Baldwin County after a month of falling cases. Still, hospitalizations the lowest they've been in over a month. And when you add Mobile and Baldwin counties together, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. We've been dropping some. We're closer to the 2 deaths per day part of that statistic, but still, you want to see deaths get even lower in our local areas. And that's a look around the state, look locally, and around the nation with the COVID-19 numbers.
For the headline about about that from the CDC from over the weekend, go to our website, fmtalk1065.com. Mm-hmm. You'll see that in our three big things, but that blows my mind. By the way, if you are a South fan and you wanted to go to the game against Southern Miss on Thursday night, it's on CBS Sports Network, by the way, if you just the rest of us just kind of hanging out and watching it. South got a grand total of 400 tickets for that game.
Oh, boy.
Because the governor of Mississippi has ordered that all stadiums be at 25% capacity for Southern Miss. That would be about 9,000. South received 400 tickets. Those have already been distributed. So if you are not among the 400 lucky ones, then don't hold your breath.
Don't even drive over to Hattiesburg.
No,
not worth it.
Don't do that. What's up in sports?
Coming up in sports, we'll recap a great Friday night of high school football in our area. Also, a top NFL prospect has announced he will not play for LSU this season.
I saw that. Wow. Sports is on the way next.
In Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life and support our pro-life values. But Senator Doug Jones's record doesn't reflect those beliefs. In Washington, Senator Jones joined Senate liberals like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against a bill to permanently ban taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones supported federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. Senator Jones even voted against a bill banning late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Stop voting with Washington, D.C. liberals. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. The march begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good. Good morning, 619 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The college football season kicked off on Saturday in Montgomery. FCS schools Austin Peay and Central Arkansas met at the Crampton Bowl for the Guardian Kickoff Classic. Central Arkansas Bears winning 24-17. The season started just as wild as the rest of 2020's been, with a 75-yard touchdown run on the first play by Austin Peay freshman C.J. Evans. And I follow some Austin Peay fans from up there in Tennessee. They do say, go Peay, when they're rooting for their team. Go Peay.
C.J. Evans. Okay.
There was freshman up there and took a option 75 yards.
There was a player from McGill named C.J. Evans.
Oh, I wonder if that's him. I should have done a little research there.
I'll find out.
Only 2,000 tickets were distributed at the 22,000-seat stadium. Most of those in attendance were family or friends of the players on the field. The NCAA's FBS season will kick off Thursday with South Alabama at Southern Miss and Central Arkansas at UAB. And you can just go ahead and click stop all there, Dan, and then we'll get the sports bed rolling here in just a second. So also,
it's quite sad what I just did right there.
You just double click there
and hit it again.
Play. Perfect.
How am I doing, y'all?
Now we're rolling. Here in Alabama, Friday night featured week two of high school football in the state. There were some notable performances. Mobile Christian upset UMS Wright in overtime, 25-24, ending the Bulldogs' state-leading 34-game win streak. Leopard running back and Alabama commit Deontay Lawson led Mobile Christian to the victory with 24 tackles on defense. He also had 75 yards rushing, including the game-winning touchdown and two-point conversion. St. Paul's rallied to beat Spanish Fort 17-14 on ESPN Friday night. Saints running back Javonte Graves-Billups scored two fourth-quarter touchdowns in the win. And Murphy tailback Theris Weller rushed for 292 yards and three touchdowns in a 35-12 Panthers win over Foley. LSU wide receiver and top NFL draft prospect Jamar Chase has opted out of the 2020 season over the weekend, instead deciding to focus on the 2021 NFL draft. Last season, Chase set SEC records and led the FBS with 1,780 receiving yards and 20 touchdowns. He would go on to win the Biletnikoff Award, which is given annually to the country's top receiver. Chase has long been considered a top five pick for the 2021 draft. He's the third player to opt out at LSU, joining defensive end and former Murphy Panther Neil Farrell and Tigers cornerback Kerry Vincent. LSU opens their season September 26th at home against Mississippi State. In Auburn, Saturday's scheduled scrimmage was canceled, and head coach Gus Malzahn announced that the team had 9 new positive COVID-19 cases this week. Those new cases forced the Tigers to pause fall camp on Wednesday and Thursday before canceling Saturday's scrimmage. 7 other players are quarantining because they are considered quote-unquote high risk. Malzahn said the team is expected to resume fall camp with practice later today. The Tigers set to open their season on September 26th at home against Kentucky. 623 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about how Dalton had an impromptu interview with the quarterback of a team that had one of their biggest wins in their school history over the weekend. And C.J. Evans, who ran for that touchdown, Austin Peay, a graduate of McGill-Tulane.
Son of a gun.
There you go.
Bringing it back home.
You got it. The unrest in Portland, we'll talk about that coming up.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms. Storms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Working a new accident at 1959 Navco Road at Rockfield Place. Just happened a few minutes ago. Also, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident northbound 65 between Government and Airport, and another one at Hillcrest and Greelon with injuries. As across the Bayway and the Causeway, we look great. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Secure financing and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy. It's SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. It is 6:25. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. And, you know, the blank hitting the fan out in Portland for resulting actually in a death on Saturday night.
Yeah, clashes between Black Lives Matters, protesters, rioters, also supporters of President Trump, who drove through the city in a large caravan. They made several arrests, but one person left dead after a shooting on Saturday night. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler responded to criticism from the president, who publicly called the mayor incompetent on Twitter. Of course, Wheeler then blamed the president.
Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence? It's you who have created the hate and the division.
And more from Wheeler here.
I'm going to do the work that I need to do here in my local community with my local officials to take accountability for what's happening on our streets. And I'd appreciate that either the president support us or he stay the hell out of the way.
The mayor's dramatic news conference followed a chaotic 24 hours in Portland. Began when a caravan of about 600 vehicles with Trump supporters drove through Portland. They were met by counter-protesters and what followed skirmishes. And then about 15 minutes after that caravan left the city, a supporter of Patriot Prayer, which they're calling a right-wing group here, was fatally shot. The founder of Patriot Prayer, Joey Gibson, identified that victim as Aaron J. Danielson. He called the victim a good friend, but provided no further details. And the president then retweeted the victim's name and wrote, "Rest in peace, Jay." Now, police have released little information, and their police chief there, Chuck Lavelle, said yesterday that investigators still gathering evidence, including surveillance video from area businesses.
So Portland does have a police chief.
There is a police chief in charge there.
Has he been on vacation?
I don't know where he's been.
He's been at Disney.
Almost 100 consecutive nights of these riots. Many have ended with vandalism to federal and city property, including police precincts, a county jail, the federal courthouse, and city hall. But the mayor and the city have resisted calling for federal reinforcements after the president sent more than 100 federal agents from the Department of Homeland Security back in July. Those agents withdrew at the end of July, but smaller protests have continued in pockets of the city. More than 600 people have been arrested since late May. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf blamed local officials for failing to protect their communities. Late yesterday, the governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, she released details of a plan to address the violence in Portland while protecting free speech. Now, Lavelle, the police chief there, and the mayor, Wheeler, said they have no plans to request National Guard troops.
Wow. Okay, it is just about time for Dr. Bill's weather. He's on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. The march begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hanging out with my buddy Sid Sexton. And for a second, I want to talk about hiring because you're increasing the size of your business all the time. So you got to have new people.
We're growing at a pretty fast rate. It's pretty exciting. We're constantly on the look for new talent.
And the right talent, making sure you have the right person.
We've got a pretty extensive process that we go through to try to make sure that we hire for the right attributes. We can teach the skills, but the right attributes is what we're looking for.
Well, what makes it different?
Landscaping, I really like. You get to work with your hands. You get to work outdoors. You get to work with some great customers. But you could probably have that with any other landscape company. But the big difference, we will show you how to be successful. We give you all the information. We don't really hold anything back. In fact, we create a tier system to show you the ladder to how you guide your career path. And then really, the entire culture of our organization revolved around helping you, the new hire, or anyone else in the field, become successful.
This is exciting. If somebody wants to talk about maybe getting an application in with you, how do they find you?
Just go online, sextonlandscapes.com. There's a career page there. Or you could go through any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's raised its death toll from Hurricane Laura as the State Department of Health says two more deaths were attributed to last week's storm, bringing the total in the state to 14. One of them was a 57-year-old man who died from a head injury after falling off a roof. The other died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages because of the storm still total over 360,000, affecting many more people than that.
And that doesn't mean there's 368,000 people without power. There are more than that. That means there's 368,000 service locations without power.
One of two St. Louis police officers shot on Saturday's died. He was shot in the head Saturday while responding to a shooting, the other officer sustaining a non-life-threatening injury. A suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. We wrap up the month today with Democrats and Republicans still far apart on a fourth stimulus package. Strategists at Goldman Sachs estimate the lapse in the $600 federal unemployment benefit will result in a $70 billion decline in personal income in August. Chevron's now the only energy stock in the Dow Jones Industrial Average after ExxonMobil, Raytheon, and Pfizer were dropped to balance out the disruption from Apple's 4-to-1 stock split, which took effect after Friday's closing bell. They were replaced by Salesforce, Amgen, and Honeywell. Exxon had been on the classic blue chip stock index since 1928. The market ended the record-breaking week on a high note as all three major stock indexes posted solid gains in Friday's trading, the Dow up 160 points, completely wiping out its 2020 losses. The S&P 500 rose 23 to post its fifth straight positive week, also its longest weekly winning streak this year. The tech-heavy NASDAQ climbed 70 points to a new record. Futures are pointing higher at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. Dan and Dalton here. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. We start the week with, doesn't look like a big change in the weather. What do you have for us?
Well, we've got more showers and thunderstorms scattered around today, but there is going to be a little bit of improvement as far as the rainfall is concerned in the midweek. We're going to see some drier weather, at least as far as rainfall is concerned, not necessarily humidity. And then the second half of the week, we get back to those afternoon thunderstorms. So today, look, we're partly cloudy skies with some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity this afternoon. We should see a high temperature today of about 91 and 92 degrees, but the heat index today should be up around 106.
Hmm.
Now, tonight, some isolated evening thunderstorms, a low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and we should see a high of about 92 degrees. Now, for the rest of the week, as I mentioned, we'll see some drier weather. As for rainfall, on Wednesday and Thursday, it'll be sunny, and a high of 92 Wednesday, but 95 degrees on Thursday. So it looks like hot weather for midweek. And then on Friday, we'll still be in the mid-90s, but we'll start to see some of the thunderstorms come back in the afternoon. And that's going to be the case over the weekend, with temperatures in the low 90s and scattered afternoon thunderstorms.
Now, Dr. Bill, we've been getting a lot of rain lately, and I'm not sure how much of that was from the outer bands of Hurricane Laura from last week. But what has that done for our rainfall totals here in the month of August?
Yeah, actually, we're still below normal. We've had a little over 4 inches of rain, and we're still, we need to get up around 6 inches or more to get to normal. So we got one day to do it. And of course, September begins, and for the year, we're about almost 4.5 inches below normal.
Hmm. So will that deficit be made up? And if it's not, is that a big concern?
And we can make it up with any kind of tropical weather. It doesn't have to be a direct hit from a hurricane, but just an increase in tropical activity, and we can make up for that and mm-hmm. exceed all the normals very easily. And by the way, we do have some interesting activity now across the tropics. In fact, there are now 4 locations we're looking at. One is just off the South Carolina coast, where a low-pressure area is located, and it looks like it could become a tropical depression, but it will move out into the open Atlantic, so it shouldn't be a problem for the East Coast. There's one over the Eastern Caribbean. That one has potential to become a named storm. Likely target right now is the Yucatan Peninsula later in the week. And we have 2 more interesting areas, one in the middle of the Atlantic, of the tropical Atlantic, and then another one about to move off the African coast. So we'll have 4 areas that we're watching now in the tropics, if we include the Carolina coast as the tropics. And so it's getting kind of busy.
Years ago, my son Joseph reminded me that when he was a little boy, I brought him out to your office at the Mitchell Center. And I'm sure so many people drop out there to say hello to you that you may not recall that. But I'm just wondering, you know, what do you have in your home, Dr. Bill, that you're able to figure all this out on the fly? I know you're not looking at a map and giving it your best guess.
Well, in the computer age, we have various sources that we can call up. And remotely, I can get some very interesting data that we can utilize. And of course, we have those sources out at the campus of the University of South Alabama. And we're now located in the Science Laboratory building out of the university.
I know where that building is with all my many walks along campus during COVID-19 / unemployment.
Yes.
Dr. Bill, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And we'll chat again 1 hour from now.
Okay, Dan.
You got it. Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist at FM Talk 106.5, and no other radio station around here can even say they've got a staff meteorologist, so he's it.
Yeah, and this is the time of the year for Dr. Bill Williams, as we haven't even reached the peak of hurricane season. That'll come mid-September, and we could see storms all the way through November, so you want to keep your eyes and ears right here at FMTalk1065.com for the latest from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, it is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com. Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum. Weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Still working in accident northbound 65 between Government and Airport and Hillcrest to Greenlawn. Also 1959 Navco Road at Rockfield Place. The Bayway, the Causeway looks good at northbound 65 for Bridger to Saraland. It's a good ride in. Deep South Speedway is racing this Saturday night. It's Meet the Drivers Night, and you'll see 8 divisions of dirt cars running. You can find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. I-10, Loxley exit and 4 miles north on the left. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and people in Ohio and really all over the place are going nuts over a guy's work. Woodworkers, invention, I guess you would say. We got that on the way, and it ain't all bad. Meanwhile, this is awfully nice, and it happens all the time. We get it along the Gulf Coast, Dalton, when there's devastation somewhere else. Because they come to us when it's devastation here, we go to them, and that's the case again with Laura.
Yeah, exactly right. We've seen the Cajun Navy show out whenever a hurricane affects any part of the Gulf Coast. Of course, when the Cajun Navy is directly affected, like they were with the storm hitting Louisiana late last week, then the rest of the South kind of bands together and helps out wherever our neighbors need us. And right now, as the remnants of Laura, looking at a map, it's kind of making its way over Virginia and West Virginia, heading straight for the nation's capital of Washington, D.C. But it's not nearly the storm that it was early Thursday morning as it rolled in from the Gulf and slammed into Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Now, there have been up to 18 deaths reported. That's the new toll from this Category 4 hurricane. And about half of those deaths, Dan, came from carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators.
After the storm,
completely avoidable deaths that make up half the toll right now. You've got to know how to properly operate these generators. Now, they can be a lifesaver. They can, especially in the heat in the South like this, you need the generator. And certainly, they need it in Texas and Louisiana. Over 368,000 people currently without power. They could be without power for a while. Now, the president, he toured the damage in Louisiana and Texas on Saturday, and he has been getting briefings on the relief efforts from his staff. The White House spokesman Judd Deere said Trump was traveling, quote, to be with those who have been impacted by Hurricane Laura. Now, it was the winds that caused the most damage from this. They were expecting really high storm surge of about 20 feet. I think
they got about half of that, right?
They got about half of that, but with 150 mile per hour winds, there was a lot of damage. For instance, there in the Cameron Parish, you got South Cameron High School in Creole, Louisiana. Parts of their roof were ripped off, debris strewn everywhere. First United Methodist Church in Lake Charles, they had water pouring into the church building as it rained Friday because their roof blew off of that Methodist church. Also, Shreveport got some damage from the storm. I mean, you look around the state, that southwestern part of the state, and there was a lot of damage. And as you mentioned earlier, we are doing our part here. Some local businesses and law enforcement, medical teams helping out. I know Mobile sent several teams from the Mobile Fire Rescue, and they've been giving updates from their time over there in Louisiana. They said they helped with 3 civilian medical emergencies by transporting those victims, 125 civilian assists, which they actually helped move out 35 residents in an assisted living center who were complaining they had heat exhaustion because no electricity and no running water. Also giving out tarps, helping with animals that need assistance and gas leaks. So Mobile Fire Rescue doing their part. Also, if you want to help, the Foley Fire Department, they're accepting donations for the disaster relief for due to Hurricane Laura. They're accepting those donations at the Foley Fire Station 1 until Wednesday at 8 p.m., and they're going to travel out there on Thursday to deliver the items. So bottled water, general purpose tarps, empty gas cans, things of that nature. That's what they specifically asked for. And then locally, small businesses helping out. I know Bob's Downtown Diner in downtown Mobile, the owner there, Tony Sawyer, said, we've been through hurricanes before. Now it's our turn to help things out a little bit. So they're helping there, accepting items at Bob's Downtown Diner and taking them over to Louisiana. Also, Crew to Rescue, a dog rescue group in our area, they're gathering items and some donations, and they're going to go help out with the animals left behind there in Louisiana. So good things being done in our area. And if you know of anyone accepting donations, send us a text, 343-0106, and we'll shout that group, person, business out.
By the way, Tony down at Bob's Downtown Diner, do you happen to know Tony?
I've met him once.
You're busy raising a family in beautiful West Mobile. You might not have the opportunity to get down there, but great guy.
Yeah, we've had some radio remotes there in
the
past.
Great.
So awesome. Good people there at Bob's Downtown Diner just helping out.
Absolutely. Let's get happy with it. It ain't all bad story. People going nuts for an Ohio woodworker's latest creation. You know what he's created?
What's that?
And this is a guy that's done woodwork all his life.
Pallets.
No, he hasn't done pallets. His imagination is stronger than that. He actually has come up with the Nutty Bar. It's attached to his backyard fence. It's a station where squirrels can eat so they don't bother with the bird feeders and all.
Yeah.
It looks like a bar. And the lucky squirrels who find their way to the Nutty Bar get to choose from 7 different nuts on tap. He's got a quirky bathroom sign that says nuts and no nuts.
Oh.
And after his video hit YouTube and went crazy, he's now building them in mass, selling them between $175 and $200. So there you go. The man who created his Nutty Bar is now going to profit from it. And, of course, all this happened while with downtime during COVID-19.
Hey, squirrels need to hang out and talk, too. They need a bar.
They need socialization as well. Sports is complete.
Yep. John Rahm hits an all-time putt to win the BMW Championship. And a former St. Paul Saint has found a new home in the NFL. I'll let you know coming up in sports.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. The march begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, 10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start on the PGA Tour. John Rahm made a 66-foot putt for birdie on a sudden-death 18th hole to win the BMW Championship.
Here it comes. Here it
watch out!
Comes!
Go! Whoa!
Is this all really happening?
What a putt.
That is from 66 feet.
That call from Jim Nance and the crew at NBC. Rahm's unbelievable shot followed a 43-foot birdie putt from world number one Dustin Johnson that forced that playoff. On Saturday, Rahm picked up his golf ball without marking it. He was penalized one shot in round three. Said after the round he just hoped that they didn't lose by a shot. Penalty included, Rahm shot a 4-under par 66 Saturday, then finished Sunday with a 64. That was the lowest round of the tournament. Johnson remained number one in the FedEx Cup playoffs. He'll have a two-shot lead when next week's tour championship begins with staggered scoring. That's the season finale. And the season came to a close for Tiger Woods, who didn't match or break par in all four rounds for the first time since 2010. He finished in a tie for 51st place, 15 shots behind the winner, Rahm. In NASCAR, William Byron picked up the first win of his young NASCAR Cup Series career in an unbelievable finish beneath the lights in Daytona on Saturday night. Byron won the race in overtime after two late cautions. He, Matt DiBenedetto, and Clint Bowyer clinched the final three playoff spots. Seven-time Cup Series champ Jimmy Johnson did not qualify for the playoffs, bringing an early end to his Hall of Fame career. About 20,000 fans spread out across Daytona's massive speedway. They retreated to a frantic finish. Race was pretty clean for most of the night, but got crazy down the stretch. Chase Elliott finished second, followed by Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., and Bubba Wallace in a career-best fifth place. In baseball, all 30 major league teams played on the same day Saturday for the first time since July 26th. COVID-19 testing has postponed 38 games so far this year. Last night, the Atlanta Braves scored 10 runs in the second inning and then held on to beat Philadelphia 12-10 and avoid the weekend sweep. And the LA Dodgers hit their 57th home run in the month of August yesterday, setting the National League record for most home runs in 1 month. The previous NL record was 56, set last year by the Atlanta Braves. In the NBA, the LA Clippers advanced to the second round with a win over the Dallas Mavericks yesterday. The Boston Celtics began the second round of the playoffs by dominating the defending champion Toronto Raptors. And Denver's Jamal Murray scored 50 points, leading the Nuggets to a 119-107 win over Utah and forcing Game 7 on Tuesday night. Former first-round draft pick and St. Paul's Saint Mark Barron has agreed to a one-year deal with the Denver Broncos. Barron turns 31 in October. He became a free agent when he was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers in March after just one season with the team. Last year, Barron started 9 of 15 games. Overall, he's appeared in 119 games with 710 tackles, 12 sacks, 9 interceptions, and 5 forced fumbles. So, former St. Paul Saint now heading to the Mile High City. 653 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
You should have seen him in high school. He kind of did whatever he wanted to do whenever he wanted to do it.
Dominant.
Nearly, yeah, yeah. It is, 654 now, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even curry and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still working an accident down northbound 65 between Government and Airport, but it's out of the roadway. Also, the one with injuries clearing at Hillcrest and Greenlawn. Looking good as you traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along 90 and Range Line, also across the Bayway and the Causeway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. Enjoy their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters Girls Till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all, from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, Mobile Mornings. Dalton, your hair looks fabulous. It always does. But especially now, after you had your hair did the other day, and your appointment was at the beginning of the Jeff Poor Show.
Yes.
So I filled in and kind of ran the board for Jeff.
How'd that go?
Intense.
Mm.
That guy, he can talk for 30 minutes straight about Alabama politics without even a guest or a call-in or anything.
Yeah,
even I learned a bunch from him.
Even if he didn't have guests, which we've talked about it before, Jeff has the best guests when you're trying to figure out what's going on around the state and go around locally. Of course, we talk a lot about national politics, but nothing affects you as much as state politics, and Jeff Poor has that on lock. And
he nails it. He really does. And if, you know, what he doesn't know, he gets from his guests.
Exactly. And he's got another great list of guests coming up today. But one thing Jeff's been talking about a lot lately is special session up in Montgomery, whether the governor would call a special session, and not many leaders in the state seem to be calling for it, but new report out there that 2 of Alabama's major incentive acts will pass. They'll be no longer unless they call special sessions.
Right.
We'll hear more about that from Jeff coming up today.
He starts at 9 o'clock, and of course, Sean Sullivan at noon with Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. The march begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the